the most important weekly feature keeping you up to date with the state of the American working family, the problems they face, and real-world solutions that only union labor can provide. The Fenestrate Media and The Left Show present, in association with the Central Utah Federation of Labor and the AFL-CIO, The Working Family Agenda, with your host, Brian Faulkner. A look at the American working family like you've never heard before.
Hi, and thanks for checking out this week's Working Family Agenda. I'm Brian Faulkner. This week, I had a couple really outstanding, impressionable moments. The first was I had the opportunity to meet Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., and I'll talk about that a little more in a second. The other thing was an article that I read on Yahoo, and there are approximately $450 trillion, that's trillion with a T, in uncollected taxes due to people cheating. Now, most families, most American workers like myself, like you listening to the show, our taxes come right out of our paycheck. They're taken off the top, and every year we fill out our tax returns, and most of us actually get money back, and the government comes through and repays us our overpayment. And yet, we could get rid of the national debt with the uncollected, cheated upon taxes that have gone unpaid by the cheaters since 2006. Now, meeting Jesse Jackson Jr. was a great experience. He's a very inspirational speaker, much like his father. He can really channel that Baptist ministry, and you really walk out feeling inspired. And one of the things that he's really championing is a piece of legislation I'm sure the GOP do-nothing Congress will not allow to see the light of day. But here's why you should take a look at it. Because for the cost of the Bush tax cuts, or the extension of the Bush tax cuts, we could opt into the Invest, Build, Grow, and Full-Time Employment Act of 2012. Now, the cost of the Bush-era tax cuts was $900 trillion. It's a lot of money. With that, they are supposed to create approximately 3 million jobs. Well, here's a little stat for you to wrap your minds around. For that 600, about two-thirds of what he's proposing, you could employ 15 million Americans at $40,000 a year. That's a living wage. And by putting 15 million Americans back to work, you would create demand in the private sector that we'd be in a crisis. We wouldn't have enough workers. There would be new businesses starting, services to take care of all these new full-time wage earners who are now paying taxes and buying into our system. So let's look at the remaining $300 billion real quick. When you look at the statistics of state and municipal debt, all municipal debt, all the collective debt of all the states, all these, you know, state houses and city councils in crisis and cutting education to the bone, not fixing roads and bridges, they could all be given a clean slate with the remaining money from this legislation. Now, this is a program that would end the demand crisis that's created by supply side economics. Us, the working people, waiting for those resources to trickle down creates a demand crisis. There's need for working families in America. The Working Family Agenda is brought to you by a solidarity grant from the AFL-CIO to the Central Utah Federation of Labor. Thanks for listening. We hope you check us out next week. I wish you peace and prosperity.